Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 56th Karlovy Vary Film Festival, in particular Future Frames, Generation Next, European Cinema. I'm in company of Maciek Jankowski, director of Fruit and Vegetables. I have to pronounce it in English, in, you know, international title, so welcome.
Hi, nice to meet you.
So what's the original title? How do you pronounce the original title?
Original title in Polish sounds like warzywa i owoce. And strangely, the first and the second word in English title are reversed. Mm. So it's not fruits and vegetables, but in Polish actually vegetables and fruits.
Okay, we can work with that. Some original, some international titles are totally another thing.
Yes.
So in this case, at least they mean the same. So first of all, you know, how would you describe the film? To quote the synopsis, could we say that it's a loving drama about parents and children, about accepting oneself, and about a new dress that can change a lot of things?
Well, I think this description tells what the film is about quite well. Mm-hmm. I think it's a bittersweet story about relation between mother and son, and about the shame that the boy has in himself.
What was the starting point of the film? And would you say that it's also a coming-of-age story?
The starting point of the film, I'm not sure exactly what you're asking about, but it was my diploma film. So okay. I had to prepare a film to finish my film school. And I choose this topic to be the story of my diploma. I wouldn't say that it's a coming-of-age story, or at least it wasn't planned to be by me or by the crew. I mean, if somebody will read it that way and it will fit for him and he will get, some conversation or something from the film in that area about coming-of-age, good. But we didn't plan it that way.
Yeah, but in a way, I mean, sometimes, you know, the moment in which we become more adults, it's also the moment in which we see our parents in a more realistic way, you know. And in this is the case somehow, you know.
If you read it that way, good, great. It probably can fit in this kind of interpretation.
How did you get the idea of the film, and why did you think that this could be a good story, the perfect story for your diploma?
I had this idea for many years because my parents actually had the grocery store and they called it my name. And I hated that place because I've seen what this kind of job did to my parents. And actually somehow it influenced me also. I wasn't fully aware how the world of adults works and why are they doing it and how important their job is to our family. But this was for me the area of strong emotions, like their job and how they turn into their lives in my life. And because I felt that I should say a story in the world that I know something about, I choose this story, and it was difficult to find the starting point because I had the world, I had the characters, but I needed to find a kind of drama to fuel for the story. But the main ingredients were there for a long time.
Was it difficult to condense it all in 26 minutes? What were the positive aspects of this format? What were the difficulties, if there were?
I think no. I would say opposite. It's hard to tell how to describe it. I would say that it's maybe the difficulty is the same, but it for me. Creating even a small, like, I don't know, 1 minute scene the level of difficulty is the same as you would build a scene for a feature film. I mean, it's maybe even more difficult to create a short story than the feature story. And I don't know if it works that way, that you have a lot of things and it's hard to cut them out. I would say that it's difficult to find those golden nuggets, I would say, even to feed the 10 minutes or 15 minutes story. For me, it works in that way.
How does it feel to be part of this section that is called Future Frames? I mean, so what responsibility does it bring along for you?
I don't know if it brings responsibility. I don't want to put too much pressure on myself. I have enough pressure in my life to deal with, and I don't want to put another thing on my shoulders. But I would say that the feeling is great. I'm very honored. I'm very proud. I'm very happy that our film got chosen and it will have the possibility to meet with the audience on the Carlo Vivari. And so that's amazing. But I think that process of creating films, working on new ideas, is very difficult, very fragile, and I don't want to think about any responsibilities not to disturb this kind of process.
But what do you expect from this experience? Do you have expectations?
I don't want to think about too much. I don't want to have too much expectations. I experience in my life many situations that could possibly bring many outcomes, many good outcomes, many bad outcomes. And sometimes they turn out in a way that I wouldn't expect. Sometimes in a very simple, not surprising way. So I just would like to have a nice time with other creators, visit the city and places that I've never been in. I'd gather those kind of experiences, and if something else connected to the industry or my career will appear on a horizon, then great. But I don't want to, you know, expect too much. Or I think if I experience the things I said before, that will be also enough and great.
So good luck, Maciek, for fruits and vegetables, and not the other way around, to Carlo Vivari in Future Frames. And I really hope to meet you in person one day, maybe for this project and maybe for your future projects. So good luck.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for conversation.
Thanks to Maciek Jankowski, Director of Fruits and Vegetables at the 56th Carlo Vivari Film Festival. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.